Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 245 entitled, His Grace is Sufficient. When I started, I didn't have a title for this yet. There are a couple of key focus points. My prayer is that I am guided by the Holy Spirit as I present this to you. As we begin in chapter 27 of the book of Numbers, we are shown God's heart toward His creation. Five women were in jeopardy of their father's inheritance being forfeited because he had no sons. These women were about to take a strong stance in the situation, taking action to bring this matter before the entire congregation, respectfully. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Mashir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahla, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcai, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no sons? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. Numbers chapter 27, verses 1 through 5 of the King James Version. Moses was an honorable, caring leader. He did not gaslight them. He was not dismissive towards them. And he did not procrastinate concerning their issues. He was very respectful and did his due diligence to resolve the matter without corruption or being greedy of gain. As a capable, discerning leader, he escalated their concerns to the most highest authority. He brought the matter before God. Without wavering, Moses was a godly example until the end. Hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, Thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. Exodus chapter 18, verses 19 through 22 of the King James Version. Discrimination under the thinly guised double entendres of nepotism and cronyism are practiced at egregious levels in this country and throughout Satan's worldly kingdom. There is no righteous judgment, nor any that are willing to seek God in the most intricate matters, leading to disorganized lawlessness, being just one of the direct causes of state and societal collapse. Complex issues empowering the spirit of confusion. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The request of the daughters of Zelophehad is justified. You shall certainly give them a possession as an inheritance among their father's brothers, and you shall transfer their father's inheritance to them. Further, you shall say to the Israelites, if a man dies and has no son, you shall transfer his inheritance to his daughter. If a man has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If a man has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest relative in his own family, and he shall take possession of it. It shall be a statute and ordinance to the Israelites, just as the Lord has commanded Moses." Numbers chapter 27, verses 6 through 11 of the Amplified Version. As we go further, please be aware that God dealt with Moses as a son. Because of his disobedience, he would be punished. Moses did not attempt to intercede for himself. At least it is not written here. Till the very end, his thoughts and concerns were for his people. Many men throughout the word of the Lord had the attitude that if their judgments for their sins fell upon their children and their children's children, that all was well as long as they escaped the chaos and calamities that they created, as it is today. He did not turn his face to the wall and ask for more time, as many of us would have. He was confident and at peace that in everything else he walked in perfect obedience to God, and that his reward was waiting for him. For us that remain, let us be steadfast in the hope that we will see our Lord and Savior's face in peace. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up to this mountain Nebo in the Abarim range and look at the land I have given to the sons of Israel. When you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people in death, just as Aaron your brother was gathered, because in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to treat me as holy by following my instruction before their eyes at the water. These are the waters of Meribah in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Numbers chapter 27, verses 12 through 14 of the Amplified Version. It is confirmed. Moses was perfect in all his works except for the one command of the Lord that he transgressed. Heed the warning. And the servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask more. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 through 48 of the King James Version. The greater your anointing, the more people will expect from you. Whether selfishly or altruistically, it remains your responsibility to be wise in your approach, character, and deed. And again, but the person who does anything wrong willfully and defiantly, whether he is native born or a stranger, that one is blaspheming the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from among his people, excluding him from the atonement made for them, because he has despised and rejected the word of the Lord and had broken his commandment. That person shall be utterly cut off. The responsibility for his wickedness and guilt will be upon him. Numbers chapter 15, verses 30 through 31 of the Amplified Version. Moses had accepted responsibility for his error. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them, and will lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be as sheep without a shepherd." Numbers chapter 27, verses 15 through 17 of the Amplified Version. Here again is the confirmation that to whom much is given, much is required. Moses' anointing was so great that God expected him to pour into others, to take of himself when required. He commanded Moses more than once. But remember, it should always be at God's command, because it is never to be taken lightly. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 of the King James Version. Here are two instances in which the Lord commanded Moses to do so. Focus on the magnitude of the sanctification given unto him. Number one, and the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Numbers chapter 11, verse 25 of the King James Version. And number two, the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him, and have him stand before Eleazar the priest and before the whole congregation, and give him a commission in their sight. You shall put some of your authority and honor on him, so that all the congregation of the Israelites will obey him. Numbers chapter 27, verses 18 through 20 of the King James Version. This reaffirms that it is God who calls and appoints man into the ministry, who prepares man according to the gifts that are bestowed upon him. Joshua was being prepared right under the nose of Moses, whom himself was not even aware until God called Joshua. What the Lord gave Moses was sufficient from the beginning. He did not have to go back and add more to him, because after it is given, it is up to us to remain rooted in him. It is our responsibility to replenish the oil and to store more oil. God's grace is sufficient to us. Also know that it is up to us to be an example to all, especially those who are called, expecting that they should be greater than ourselves. To pour oil into and light the wick of others. This is of God. It is at this point where I was able to give a title to this post, because you never know who is watching. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 of the King James Version. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Numbers chapter 27, verses 22 to 23 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us. And because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Thibault. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.